And a warning for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners that the following story contains the name of a person who has died. Friends of renowned actor David Dalightner are remembering him as a cheeky, politically astute trailblazer who transformed the face of Australian cinema. The 68-year-old star of numerous blockbuster movies, including Walkabout, Crocodile Dundee, Storm Boy and Rabbit Proof Fence, died yesterday after a battle with lung cancer. Jane Barden reports.
He was best known around the world for his magnetic acting on screen. Many viewers internationally had never seen anything like the Yolngu dancing and ability to catch a goanna by hand that 16-year-old David Dalightnu from Arnhem Land invited them into in Walkabout in 1971. By the time he starred in Crocodile Dundee in 1986, he was a household name, and the script showed off his natural charm to full effect.
Oh, no, you can't take my photograph.
I'm sorry, you believe it'll take your spirit away?
Nah, you got a lens cap on.
But it was the way he changed perceptions of Aborigines and his culture that had an even bigger impact. Fellow actor Jack Thompson.
It's hard to imagine, impossible in fact, to imagine Australian cinema without him. Before David was on screen, there had only been one other Indigenous actor in a movie in Jeddah. And after David, there were Indigenous actors on screen. David was the pioneer.
Widiana Marika is his close relative.
He was just a bright star for all Yolngu people and all Ballina people and all race.
Indigenous academic Marcia Langton.
He had to live in two completely different worlds, and I think that's best captured in Darlene Johnson's film, One Red Blood, which shows the very, you know, rugged lifestyle of his life in his outstation, and also, I think, you know, in a brutally honest way, his struggle with alcoholism and substance abuse. But then at the same time, he'd go to Darwin, get on a plane, go overseas and become a superstar.
Vaughan Williams was one of his closest Darwin friends, and the actor often stayed with him.
He was cheeky, he was playful, he was a complex guy. He was a true bush blackfella, that's what he loved to call himself. He was a trailblazer. Like, he met the Queen, he's met presidents, he's met famous people all over the world. And he was their equal, and that was his competence or level of competence.
He was very down to earth, though, as well, wasn't he? Tell me, what was his life like in Darwin a lot of the time?
He struggled in Darwin at different times, and but he always clawed his way out of it and bounced back. You know, in between films and things, you know, the money doesn't roll in as it could. And, you know, in a way, he should have probably been more supported in that level, given, you know, the contribution he's made to the country.
Obviously, you know, he would have earned money from the movies. Did he really share a lot of that money widely among family?
He shared it all. You know, if he got a good payday, he would share it. He would just hand it out. You know, it wasn't important to him, I don't think. The bush was important to him. No, he wasn't a material person at all.
He wasn't afraid to weigh in on politics either. I mean, I remember particularly at one point he led a protest against the intervention at One Mile Dam and they burned a copy of that legislation. Tell me what he said to you about what his views were on some of those issues.
One of his main things was the Queen. He believed that Australia shouldn't be part of the British Commonwealth, and he believed that Aboriginal people should have been compensated for what happened to them. You know, he sort of wanted to sue the Queen. You know, he wasn't scared of anybody. And you know, I think he's right. You know, I think the British have a lot to answer for to what happened to Aboriginal people, and still do. And so do we.
That's Vaughan Williams there speaking to Jane Barden in Darwin.